This is Health Matters, continuing our series on hormone disruptors.
Our focus today is dioxin, one of the most toxic chemicals known to science. It was identified as a serious health threat as far back as 1994. Dioxin is widely present in the environment and has been found throughout the U.S. population.
So what exactly is dioxin? Can we avoid it? And given the likelihood of exposure for most of us, can we eliminate it from our bodies?
Dioxin is a byproduct of industrial processes that use chlorine, such as chemical, pesticide, pulp and paper manufacturing. Incineration is another major source of dioxin.
Agent Orange is a form of dioxin, the defoliant used in Vietnam that proved so harmful to U.S. soldiers and to the Vietnamese. Dioxin caused the Love Canal disaster in Niagara Falls, where it was isolated as a cause of a high number of birth deformities.
According to EJNet.org, the major source of dioxin in the environment comes from waste-burning incinerators of various types, medical waste, municipal waste, and hazardous waste, and from backyard burn barrels. People who burn plastic and all sorts of packaging and other solid waste in their backyards are not only polluting their backyard, they are polluting their neighborhood and adding to the pollution of their region.
It's been known for a while that dioxin family of chemicals cause cancer. In 2003, the EPA reported that there is no safe amount of dioxin because even a small amount in the body could cause cancer down the line.
A more immediate threat from dioxin is its ability to interfere with hormones. It can interrupt, disrupt, distort hormone signals, which is why it is linked to reduced sperm counts, low testosterone levels, decreased fertility, birth defects, and the inability to maintain pregnancy.
And that's only dioxin's impact on reproductive hormones. It also interferes with hormones that regulate immune and nervous systems, causing cognitive and learning disabilities, endometriosis, diabetes, immune system, suppression, lung problems, skin disorders, and more.
Children still in the womb are most vulnerable to dioxin when they are exposed to it during the critical development periods of gestation.
While dioxins in the air are a persistent source of dioxin, the primary way dioxin gets into the body is through the food we eat. Dioxin is fat soluble and it bioaccumulates, which means it climbs up the food chain. The higher up the food chain you eat, the greater your exposure. Also, dioxin avoids water. When it lands on the surface of a body of water, it will rapidly accumulate in fish rather than stay in the water. As a result, dioxin level in fish are 100,000 times higher than dioxin levels found in the surrounding environment.
Because dioxin is fat soluble, it is basically in all the animal foods we eat. According to EJNet, people who eat a typical American diet receive 93% of the dioxins found in their bodies from meat and dairy products.
So it sounds like the best way to protect ourselves from exposure to dioxin is to reduce or eliminate meat, fish, and dairy from our diet.
Perhaps. At least be conscious that beef has the highest dioxin concentration, and lean meat in general has the lowest. And if you consume dairy products, low-fat dairy is the way to go. Also keep in mind, if the greater proportion of every meal consists of fruit and vegetables, you are minimizing your exposure. A 2001 study found that blood dioxin levels in pure vegans is very low compared to the general population.
Some reports refer to the amount found in our bodies as a dioxin body burden. Once this burden is in the body, men and women who bear children are impacted differently. Men have literally no way to get rid of the dioxin. Theoretically, it could eventually break down according to its chemical half-life. Women, however, can get rid of it by passing it on to an infant in the womb because it crosses the placenta. Women can also pass it along through breast milk.
Given that choice, I think women would rather hold on to it.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Nation Richards, Lashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.